Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're focusing on a change that's looming in the world of real estate marketing. It's well established that the average person has a hard time visualizing what their new home or perhaps their rental apartment will look like when fully furnished. Some furniture businesses have been investing heavily in the technology to help you visualize what their furniture would look like if placed in your home. This is very useful and could really help some potential customers making a buying decision on that new sofa or coffee table. When a developer shows renderings of a future project, these images or animations are also helpful in visualizing the future project. There's little doubt that we're seeing an artist's rendition. Nobody's fooled into thinking we're seeing a real image. These images and videos are helpful, but they're not misleading. Enter the world of generative artificial intelligence. The next version of ChatGPT, version 5, which has not yet been released, has got a lot of new capability. Some of the industry analysts that I follow are saying that version 5 has not been released because it's actually too realistic. From a text description, it's possible to generate a photorealistic video that matches the text directive. The problem is not that an animation can be created from a text description. That's cool and frankly even desirable for a number of applications. I won't even get into the moral or philosophical argument that it's going to put animators out of business. That part's a topic for another day and clearly outside the scope of a real estate podcast. The problem is that if an AI-generated video is indistinguishable from a real video, the brain has a problem consuming any content in the future. We have no moral, ethical, or psychological dilemma in viewing an animation. Some have claimed that photorealistic animations with fictitious AI-generated characters could be useful for training videos. But if students are going to engage in a training class and build an affinity with the trainer, they actually want authenticity. The latest video-generating feature in ChatGPT 5 is called Sora. And just because you can generate photorealistic animations doesn't mean it's desirable. There is a real need to regulate the industry to eliminate practices that can be dangerous. That's not a precedent-setting situation. There are literally hundreds of situations in the course of everyday life that are dangerous, where regulations have been imposed to help keep us safe. I mean, think about what aviation would be like if there was no regulations, or how about automotive, or how about the food supply or the pharmaceutical industry? Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not a fan of too much regulation, and there's plenty of examples of government overreach. Bureaucracy abounds, and there is too much government in our lives in general. But if you take things back to basic principles, there are existing rules against misrepresentation. If you create things that are fake, that look to be real, is that not a form of misrepresentation? Of course, there's many examples of this even before the advent of artificial intelligence. The images on most magazine covers have been altered in Photoshop to look better than they are in reality. I've looked at the numerous examples that have been published by OpenAI in preparation for the Sora launch. They're cool. Could these types of images be used to replace what would be traditionally called B-roll in video? B-roll is that generic scenery in the background, but not necessarily central to the story. I think, yes, absolutely. For example, if you're about to cut to a close-up of a lion, you might have a generic panorama scan of the horizon in the savanna. That saves a lot of effort flying to Africa, getting some drone footage, and also saves the effort of buying the stock imagery from an image library. Assuming, of course, that the original footage copyright has not been infringed upon. Now, initially, there's a small icon in the lower right-hand corner, which is supposed to indicate that the video sequence was AI-generated. But this can be easily cropped out of the scene with no loss of fidelity or meaningful content. The astute observer will see that the laws of physics are not strictly adhered to in the animation of some of the characters in the images. I suppose you should figure out that something looks off and realize it's not real. But eventually, these imperfections will get fixed, and the video sequence will look truly photorealistic. Now, we know that the woolly mammoth is extinct, so there should be little doubt about the nature of a video with a woolly mammoth. But what about a video sequence that shows an armed ambush of soldiers? That's not quite so benign. Who might be influenced to seek revenge if they witness violence that was AI-generated? Would your brand be enhanced or damaged if you used AI imagery that looked so real it really fooled your customers into thinking it was real? The capabilities of Sora look amazing. Probably the greatest benefit will come from the ease of video editing. You could superimpose a video on a different background image with a few text directives. The savings in time and effort would definitely be worth the price of admission. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.